one to ride with me and one to follow me in the truck to come home.
Oh,
I see. Didn't feel that I was safe.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Now, that was bad times.
Yes,
and there were things happening in the county.
Mm-hmm.
But now that was wonderful.
That's fascinating. You've had some experiences, I.
Oh, my. It wasn't like it is now.
No, it certainly wouldn't be. Do you remember anything else in the way that this, any of the changes came about?
No, I don't.
From the office in the courthouse, where did you go from there?
You mean the office?
Yes.
Oh, they gave us, when they tore down the old courthouse, we were still in the Cupelo, and then they rented a big vacant building, and we still had kerosene lamps
mm-hmm.
in that. And then when the new courthouse was built, it was quite a deal, I'm telling you. It's the one that we have now. And they let the welfare department, the big guy from Little Rock, and I picked our offices.
Oh.
And we stayed there until after I left the courthouse.
I see.
We had lovely offices, and especially put them in the basement where they would be handy for the people to just come down one little flight of stairs and
mm-hmm.
and had nice offices and individual offices for the different workers. We had three rooms.
And how many years then were you with the county?
With the county altogether, I was about 32 years
mm-hmm.
in with the... With the welfare department, got it. I think I was with them. Let me have it.
Sure.
I got out the record last night.
I'd be interested to know. you say you were with the county, but not with welfare.
I was with the county on just these, and I say county when I say the years that I worked with just the Red Cross.
Oh,
and the distribution of whatever food we got in, and that was back when we had the little offices in the back of the Chamber of Commerce, before there was a welfare office.
Mm-hmm. So it was all volunteer then?
No, I got 35 cents an hour.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh, and I worked five days a week and got 35 cents an hour for that. Up until the time that they established the welfare office. And I was with them on the very first deal was volunteer, but in the end I got 35 cents an hour. They paid me.
And then you went to...
Then I went to welfare. And in welfare, I was actually in the welfare office from 1943 to 1965.
I see.
About 28 years, I think it shows in the account
here. But
you
had been with the Red Cross.
But I had been on the volunteer and the emergency and the Christmas Goodfellas baskets and like that before that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you retired from the county, you worked for the city?
I retired from the county. In fact, the regulations in the federal, I don't know whether it's federal or I guess state, said that you couldn't work after you were 65 in the welfare office. You must retire. And I stayed till I was 72.
I see.
And then I meandered around for a little while, and then pretty soon I got just an appointment with the city to the council and the mayor. For the first 4 years.
I see.
And it wasn't necessary. At least I didn't put my name, I wasn't on a ballot. And then after the 4 years, then it came. In the meantime, when I first went to the city, I was just city clerk.